not shook, may not shook, may not shook, may not shook, may not shook, 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 all over the place. I said, come on, baby, with the music's playing, wanna see you dance, dance, dance. Come on, baby, said when the music's playing, wanna see you dance. I get up and dance.
I mean, the sound of summer at a festival, that was just glorious. That was Third World. It's been a long time since I've been here at Glastonbury. And I walked past, I went to find Fisherman's Friends, who I mentioned earlier on, got a little bit lost, I'll be honest with you, because there are 62 stages. I don't know whether you know, 62 stages here at Glastonbury, so it's very easy to get lost. And I just found myself walking past West Holt's, where Third World were playing, and then stumbled upon some Vikings on stilts, which was very, very disorienting.
Deeper and deeper and deeper.
I've had a very, very interesting afternoon. Vikings on stilts, Third World, Fisherman's Friends. It's been the perfect concoction.
Excellent. Well, someone that was playing a little bit earlier on, or some people that were playing a little bit earlier on, they're a band called The Murder Capital, who have released a new album called Gigi's Recovery recently, a little bit earlier on this year. And this was a really big moment for them earlier on. Last album was released just as we sort of went into the pandemic and lockdowns. So they didn't really have that chance to really truly flex in a live setting. So I think this one was really, really special for them this time around. They are either ferociously punk or just very beautifully punk. Either way, it's incredibly punk. They are brilliant. The Murder Capital for you right here.
We'll turn my head.
I had to realize to begin to survive. I gaze to the satellites. No spare change in promise. Aim right between the eyes and take the shot. The human prize. I read like a dream tonight, but I'm still waiting for the sign. But turn my head, throw into the crowd. But turn my head, and see you to see me out. Too long to be alright. In the end, you were fine. Brave at the borderline, but you lost your face upon it with a tip of the tongue, no doubt. If you loved yourself, spit it out somehow. Glued to the satellite. Are you waiting for the sign?
The Murder Capital there for you a little bit earlier on. I actually went to see them for their first ever comeback show going into this new album, Genius Recovery. They were phenomenal. Electric, actually. I think a lot of pent-up energy got released at that show. And there was a nice little moment because the lead singer's mum was in the crowd and just beaming up at her son the whole entire time whilst this kind of chaotic, mosh-pitty show was just going on around her. But it was almost like she had an aura around her, like no one could touch it. It was just such a beautiful moment. The Murder Capital right there.
Lovely. So the next artist we're going to bring you, and I hope you're enjoying the coverage, by the way. I think the cows have never looked more beautiful. This light tonight and everything's just gorgeous. So hopefully you're getting that kind of sensation. But the next artist is someone who's been to Glastonbury before. She played on my Radio 2 show. We were doing lots of acoustic sessions. And the very first time she came to Glastonbury, she was just about taking off. She's very, very composed, very focused, very beautiful voice. This is Maggie Rogers, and she played earlier on today. So enjoy, Maggie.
This is a song about having a crush.
Thank you.
I cannot be this way with you. I cannot fall in love with you. I was walking through icy streams that took my breath away. Moving slowly through westward water over glacial plain. And I walked up you. In a world of lonely, so it seemed, and I breathe deep, I'm inhaling. You and I, there's there in between. Leave me be, I'm exhaling.
Maggie Rogers right there performing on the other stage at Glastonbury a little bit earlier on. I thought that performance was absolutely electric.
She's so confident, isn't she?
She's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant.
She's come a really long way as well, because if you remember that track, Alaska, right there, that was her sort of breakthrough moment, wasn't it? And you remember, like, Pharrell heard it and everyone kind of went viral with it. And I think there was a point where she maybe even felt that she was kind of held back by it a little
bit? I think
bit.
It was too much too soon. In the early days, it was really kind of very, very overwhelming for her. But she's really worked on everything and she's now like owning it. And as we could see just there, just like a supreme performer. So future bright for Maggie Rogers. As it was for this next artist who's going to be on the Pyramid Stage. That's where she is, isn't she, a little bit later on. So this is the journey of Lizzo right back from the very beginning. And you can see here, I think it's Mark Radcliffe who's telling the fortunes of Lizzo. So this is her journey with Glastonbury so far.
The wait is almost over. Houston's very own flute-playing, joy-oozing pop megaforce Lizzo is here to perform one of the most anticipated sets of the weekend. In the midst of a world tour, Lizzo is bringing her missionary-style preaching on self-love to Worthy Farm. Lizzo has redesigned the pop star blueprint. A singer, songwriter, rapper, dancer, flautist, presenter, and businesswoman.
I'm 100% deaf, even when I'm crying crazy. Yeah, I got boy problems, that's the human in me. Rapping and rapping and I've been steadily stacking. I put the G's.
After dropping out of music college, she left Houston to join Minneapolis's underground rap scene.
I feel big in a small world by my album.
Where, despite living out of her car, made her first solo record, signed to a label, and hit the road supporting bands both in the US and right here in the UK. One such road led her to her first appearance at Worthy Farm in 2014.
I love that. I know, fantastic. That is Lizzo. I do my hair
tall, check my nails. It took another 5 years, but in 2019, Lizzo dropped no less than 3 hit tracks, and the superstar at last was making her mark.
Girl, need to kick off your shoes.
Then came a return to Glastonbury. All the bit fights, long night, this time on a packed West Holt stage, where Lizzo delivered a set that would become festival legend. Lizzo's created her own genre of artistry, who, in her own words, has dedicated her life to making positive music.
I want you to go home tonight and look in the mirror and say, I love you, you are beautiful, and you can do anything. You're special,
in case nobody. A 10-year success story built on perseverance and often challenged but never wavering self-belief.
When I was a little girl, all I wanted to see was me in the media. If I could go back and tell little Lizzo something, I'd be like, you're going to see that person, but it's going to have to be you.
A journey from the underground to the top of the world. A bit like her time on Worthy Farm.
The Pyramid Stage beckons, I think, 10 years down the line.
She has got her eyes on the Pyramid Stage as Lizzo.
Well, she's done it in 9. Get ready, Glastonbury, to welcome back Lizzo.
Wow. Mark
yeah.
may just have got the best prediction right there.
As we said, Pyramid Stage beckons, and that was Absolutely. So long ago. Amazing.
Yeah. Don't forget, a little bit later on, Lizzo is going to be on BBC One from 9 p.m. with Lewis Capaldi. A little Lizzo-Lewis mega mix for you.
Oh, can you imagine them on stage together?
Oh
what
God.
A force Chaos. That would be. Oh, my goodness. Still to come tonight, stuff for you to enjoy. We have Olivia Dean will be here just doing an acoustic for us. We've talked about her already. And then there was this kind of a surprise set that happened, and that was Blossoms and Rick Astley doing their favourite Smiths track. So they're going to come and have a chat with us. So that'll be Blossoms and Rick Astley joining us here a little bit later. But for now, bringing some more beautiful evening, Saturday evening vibes to you. Some evening vibes. This is Tanara Wen.
Hat drin mit deiner Bitte.
I'm going to be honest, that was my first taste of some Malian desert rock. Tanara Wen right there on the park stage a little bit earlier on. I loved it. Those of you who knew about Tanara Wen, where were you and why didn't you tell me?
They're good. Really, really They're lovely great. Thing. The calibre, though, of the performances here at Glastonbury, this is the one, isn't it, that people raise their game. They know that all eyes are going to be on them and they want to deliver. And I think that's coming through, as hopefully you're seeing in the performances. And if it really doesn't matter what you're into. There is stuff for you to watch on BBC iPlayer and it's being updated all the time. So constantly have a look. Go and check and see if there's something there that you might like, because you might be surprised all the time that's happening. So BBC iPlayer, just go and see who is playing there. Next up, though, we're going to go to a band they've got a history with Glastonbury. So there was a story, and some of you will remember this and some will know nothing about it, but the Manic Street Preachers, when they came to Glastonbury, they weren't particularly sure. When I say they weren't particularly sure, I think Nicky Wire was the one who had reservations about coming to do a festival. He might have said stuff about coming to Glastonbury. And the story is that there were some toilets that had a big sticker on them and it just said these toilets were reserved exclusively for the Manic Street Preachers. And it kind of kicked off. It was all over the music press and it became a bit of a thing. Anyway, they are happily back here now. They are playing in front of a massive audience. They're still on right now and they're on the other stage. And I'm pretty sure Nicky Wire is probably converted to playing Glastonbury right now. So let's go and enjoy some Manics. How can you not?
That's the money! We are Manic Street Preachers and this is called Motorcycle! Sucks downwards, atomize all the amphibious abs, my ear.
Hey, dude, that's a break. Back to the 90s, we're taking ya. 2, 3, 4.
We'll be right back.
Oh, that was the most beautiful, beautiful sight. How great did that look? That was the Manic Street Preachers, the Anchoress joining them on that last song, which is Your Love Alone Is Not Enough. Amazing crowd. Surely they will now be feeling all the good vibes about Glastonbury. That was very, very special. Hope you enjoyed that.
Did they get their own toilets this time?
I have no idea. I will ask afterwards.
Like,
I really do hope so. I think, yeah, it's probably in the contract, I think, probably. Yeah.
How about some live music right now? That would be nice,
wouldn't
that.
It?
Yeah, they're
so
right
nice.
Up here above the Park stage where the Pretenders are currently playing right now. But here on BBC Two, we have a really exciting new talent for you. I went to see her a little bit earlier on at the Lonely Hearts Club over in Silver Hays. And the reason I went down there is because her voice is simply stunning. Whether it's pop, whether it's R&B, whether it's soul, she can do it all, and she does it all with so much character. Both
no pressure, no pressure
and
at all, obviously.
I love Olivia Dean. She's performing the hardest part for you right now.
She's great. Come and sit with us.
Yes.
That was amazing. Pick up your microphone. We want to chat to you, please.
Hiya.
How are you?
I'm really good.
Oh, you are really good. You absolutely are really
no,
good.
No, not like that. Happy.
You are good. We've met before a very
yes.
long time ago.
I didn't know if you'd remember me.
Of course. Yes. It was the Brit School, is that right?
It was the Brit School. You came in to visit. I was like, oh my God, we've got a picture together. It's on Google Images. Yeah, it's on there.
And I also saw you. I went to a festival, very small festival, and it was in Cornwall.
Right.
And You turned up, didn't you? Were you not going around doing shows?
Oh, yes, in the truck,
yeah.
Yes.
You had a truck which you were taking around and you were doing random pop-up shows and you blew everyone away. I mean, it wasn't your natural environment, but it was really good.
Oh, yeah, so, that was, lockdown, what a time.
Yeah. So tell us about the truck, what you were doing.
So basically, I was just fed up because I was like, I want to do festivals and stuff. And it was my first year of being booked for them. And then it was like, you're not doing that. And then I was like, to my manager, should we just get a truck and then drive around in it and play out the side of it? And we were like, yeah, all right. And then we did.
And it was a Fisherman's Friends gig. They were showing the screening and you were...
Fisherman's Friends again.
All roads lead to the Fisherman's Friends. I went to see them today and now you're here. It's very weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, you were great then. You stood out a mile then and you did at the Brit School as well.
So, thank you.
And yeah.
Olivia, when you perform, you're very expressive. I almost feel like you're almost acting up there.
It's real. It's
yeah,
real
it
stuff.
Is, it is.
It's
it
all
is.
Real.
Do you fancy yourself an actress at all?
Not currently. Okay. I used to do musical theatre when I was younger. I think I always really enjoyed stories and singing other people's stories, and I was quite shy as a child, so that was quite good for me. And then I got a bit older and I was like, no, I think I've got some stuff I want to say. So not right now acting, but maybe.
At some point. Yeah. Obviously, Sir Elton John is headlining tomorrow and he's been incredibly supportive for you. Will you be meeting him tomorrow? Is there,
Apparently I am. Apparently we're going to meet, which is crazy. Life is really made up right now. Elton John, you know? Mm.
It sounds very secretive, a bit of a process to meeting Elton John.
Oh, I couldn't tell you.
All I know is that
it might happen. I might meet him, but I will be watching his set and thoroughly enjoying it regardless.
Okay, so there's been an invitation.
There's been an invitation, but I just don't know what's real and what's not anymore.
Fine.
Yeah.
And you excited for this album coming out? Of course, this time next week, you'll be reveling in a brand new album.
I know. I just everything feels so surreal right now. When I first met my manager, I was like, there are three things I want to do. I want to play Glastonbury, I want to finish my debut album, and I want to do Jules Holland. And I've done them all. And now I'm like,
oh my God, where'd you go now?
What do I do now?
You've peaked. How old are you?
I'm 24.
24. But stay happy. That's the most important thing.
You're an actress next. That's what's
next. All right. Yeah.
So you are ready.
Okay. So if you can do any musical theatre, what would you do? What show would you do?
Oh, God. I was going to be in The Lion King when I was younger.
Right.
I love a bit of The Lion King, but West Side Story for me.
That would be the one.
That's my one. Yeah.
Maybe one day.
The album from Olivia Dean Messi is out next week, everybody, if you really, really love that thing. Thank you so much, Olivia.
Thanks for having me. Have a good one, guys.
Yeah, enjoy.
Ta-ra.
Bye.
Okay. Oh, she's gone.
Oh, bye. No, you
no,
go.
Keep
no,
walking.
Go.
God, I think Chris Martin did that once from Coldplay. That's the only other person I've ever seen do that. Just walked straight in front of the camera. So Rick Astley and Blossoms have done this performance. It was kind of a secret, but then it kind of emerged. And it was them playing all their favourite Smiths songs. We're going to be talking to them. They're going to be joining us very soon. But we thought we'd show you some of the performance right now.
We'll be right back. Your phone lights out, everybody.
The time's for a change. See the look I've had to make a good mountain back. So please, please, please let me get what I want. This time. Haven't had a dream in a long time. See the life I've had to make a good man bad. So for once in my life, let me get what I want. Lord knows it would be the first time. Lord knows it will be the first time. Give it up for Josh, everybody. Come on.
Rick Astley and Blossoms performing a whole host of Smith's classics over at the Woodsies a little bit earlier on today. And Rick and Tom from Blossoms join us right now. Welcome.
Hey.
Good evening.
Good evening.
You were just watching yourself. You were listening. You were.